மாலாசுதாம் கும்ப விபோதமுத்ரா வித்யாவிராஜத கரவாரிஜாதாம் அபார காருண்ய சுதாம்புராஷிம் ஸ்ரீ சாரதாம்பா பிரணதோஸ்மி நித்யம். ரித்திஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாத சங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம் அபார கருணா சிந்தும் ஞானதம் சாந்தரூபிணம் ஸ்ரீச்சந்திரசேகர குரும் பிரணமாமி முதாம்யகம். வித் பெனிடிக்ஷன் டு ஜெகன்மாதா சாரதா பரமேஸ்வரி, தட் ரெபாசிட்டரி ஆஃப் ஆல் தட் இஸ் கல்ச்சர், நாலேஜ், ட்ரெடிஷன், விஸ்டம், ஆர்ட், ஃபைன் ஆர்ட், லேர்னிங், ஐ போ டு ஹர் அண்ட் டு த சேஜ் அஸ் ஐ கமன்ஸ் மை அட்ரஸ் டுடே. இட் கிவ்ஸ் மீ கிரேட் பிளேஷர் டு வெல்கம் யூ ஆல் டு திஸ் மெமென்டஸ், மெமரபிள், யூனீக், நெவர் பிஃபோர் சீன், நெவர் லைக்லி டு பி சீன் ஈஸிலி இன் த இமீடியட் ஃபியூச்சர், ந பூதோ ந பவிஷ்யதி memorable function organized to commemorate the diamond jubilee of our institution. On an occasion like this, it is but natural that one gets gripped by the emotions of the evolution of this institution. An institution is an innate object. It has no life. Life is imputed into an institution by its own members. So what is there to celebrate by progression of time or otherwise of an event for an institution which has to be induced to life? Therefore, we thought that the most appropriate way to celebrate any anniversary of any institution is to celebrate that anniversary of its own members who form the lifeline of that institution. And therefore, we thought that in as much as we celebrated the Diamond Jubilee of our institution, we should also celebrate the Shashti of the Purti of all our members. On the 7th of August 2008, we were blessed, privileged to celebrate the Purnabhishekam. We in fact performed the Kanakabhishekam to our member Mr. Duraiswamy, and also conducted the Sadabhishekam for 38 members of this institution. Vivid memories of that function is deeply etched in our minds. It has not gone away from us when we took a longer step, a bolder step, to take the scale to a greater height, to have a function of this nature today. The relationship between an institution, between this Sabha and its members, is not just a contract. A contract which enjoins a member concerned to pay a definitive fee, either annually or for life, in return for a defined, structured listening and visual pleasure of classical arts. It transcends much, much beyond that. And as I said, if the life of the institution itself is coming from the members, that relationship should be entirely different. Between the golden jubilee of this institution to this diamond jubilee, we progress this relationship from being a Sabha and its members to an extended family. And today we have taken it to its crescendo of being the family itself. So today we have removed the veil between the institution and its members. Both the members and the institution have fused and merged into one called Shri Shanmukhananda Fine Arts and Sangeeta Sabha. On an occasion like this, it is but natural for us to go down the memory lane. The more you look backwards, farther you will see forward, said Sir Winston Churchill. The nostalgic memories of the past, of the trials and tribulations of this institution, of the sagas of success, the highs and the lows of this institution, all stare before me as I address you today. Of the succeeding generations of management, of the founders of this institution, who can forget them? Who can ever forget Professor T.V. Ramanujam, the founder president of this institution? Or his comrade in arms, Sri R.S. Mani? Or the visionary Dr. V. Subramanyam, who held on to the mantle of this institution for 27 long years and guided this institution during extremely turbulent times? Or those foot soldiers, Sri S. Eshadri, who dominated the cultural scene of this Sabha for over 5 decades? And that affable, lovable Dr. K. S. Vardachari, who redefined culture by seamlessly fusing fine arts with culture, with healthcare and bringing in healthcare also into this institution. We can never forget them. The devastating fire that brought this institution to ruins and almost brought it to dust did not deter Dr. V. Subramaniam. The visionary in him saw an opportunity, albeit to rebuild this institution to a greater level of excellence with attendant facilities that only this institution can have. On the wreckages and the ruins of that debris rose this institution like a phoenix on the shoulders of Dr. V. Subramaniam. On the same ruins we celebrated the Graha Praveshanam of this institution and every milestone that has come thereafter. We might have put busts and statues for them in the fire to decorate the fire of this institution. It is irrelevant to them today as it was to them even then. It is only for ordinary little great people who ever live the decrepit life of losing their recognition that they would like to be remembered through statues. But these people have gone far, far beyond that. They have carved for themselves a niche in the rocky temple of reverential gratitude. We see God in their activities. We see God in all that they have done to this institution. Therefore, we seek of them their blessings for all the jeshtha sadasyas of this institution and all others who in the aggregate comprise this institution. There are four stages in the life of an individual: brahmacharyam, grahasthashram, vanaprastham and sannyasam. Shashti of the Purti marks the transition from grahasthashram to vanaprastham. It's a stage of life where you move away from the familial responsibility, the responsibility of the family and the society, to prepare your date with the master for that time that will come to you. It is in a sense moving away from materialism to spiritualism. And this Shashti of the Purti is essentially performed by children to recreate the vivaha of their parents that they had not seen. Today this sabha has reduced itself, brought itself into being your children to celebrate the Shashti of the Purti of its members. It is also an occasion where there is reaffirmation of the bond of love, that bond of ever living that you take around the fire god with him as the witness as you take the Saptapati, that this bond is renewed when you have the Shashti of the Purti. It is not just signaling the passage of time or time for retirement as companies will say. It is the beginning of a new journey. In fact, 60 is the youth of old age. It doesn't stop there. So, not only this, as geriatry sets in, as old age sets in, the pain of the body starts. This body becomes vulnerable to all the forces negative on the earth. And therefore, the pain, the sickness and all those things that come along with it require some intense shanti so that we do not suffer as much before our date with the master. That is why Shashti of the Purti is also called as Ugrarada Shanti. It is a havan which is being performed to drowse the intensity of geriatry that shall onset with the commencement of the 60 years of life. It is this that we have performed today for the welfare of all of you. Inasmuch as we perform all these things, one thing that comes to our mind whenever we celebrate any occasion, anniversary, either by reflux of time or otherwise, it is our firm resolve and commitment to rededicate ourselves to the cause of life, the purpose of life. This life cannot be wasted so easily. It's the most precious that has been endowed to us by the great master. Jantunam narajanmam durlabham, said Adi Shankara. Of all the beings that are created in this universe, to be born as a human being is the rarest. And in Viveka Chudamani, he goes further to say, durlabham traimevdat devanugrahetukram manushyatvam mamukshatvam mahapurushasam shreyaha. There are three things which can never be obtained in this earth without the grace of God. And foremost amongst them, we should be born as a human being. And then to yearn for renunciation, that liberation from the life cycle, is the second thing that can never come without the grace of the Lord. And lastly, mahapurusha samsheha, company of great people, so that this life journey can move on. Tools are required for achieving any activity in life. And if the tools are available and if you do not perform the activity, the tool is wasted. Similarly, if a person is hungry, the vessels are available. The ingredients for preparation of food are available. The cook is also available. And still, if you do not organize the cooking, you will pint in hunger. Equally, so is a man who is ensconced on the banks of the river. There is a boat which is available to him. There is a boatman who is there. The wind is favorable. And still, if he does not get into the boat, he will never cross the river. He will remain ensconced where he is. This boat is the human life. That boatman is the guru, the margadarshi, who gives you the direction. That favorable wind that is associated with movement of this boat is the Lord's grace. With all these things being available to us, if you do not cross this river, which is the samsara, bhavasagara, then this life is wasted. Manushya rupena mrigascharanti, then there is no difference between men and animals. Then we walk on this earth like animals. Eshanna mata na pita na bandhu, te api nanya gotrinaha, te api bhumibara vataha, manushya rupena mrigascharanti. The poet says, they are a burden on the earth. So this is where we have to ensure that the purpose of life is reiterated by us at every journey. And these anniversaries like the Shashtabhuti or Vimaradashanti or Sadabhishekam, Vijayaradashanti or Purnabhishekam are occasions to rededicate ourselves to the purpose of life. As I almost come to the end of the address, I thought I should share with you some of the basic thoughts. On life itself. This life, my friends, is like a bicycle. Only when you stop pedaling will you fall down. If you do not stop, you will go on. The journey will go on. And at the 60 plus, the greatest factor that can keep us going is enthusiasm. If there is enthusiasm, life will move on like a bicycle which is on the foot of the person which takes him forward. And if this enthusiasm is there, everything can be achieved till we reach the master's destination. Life is not a spectator sport that we can sit in the outside of the ring and watch what is happening inside. We should have a purpose in life to drive that life. And once we adopt that purpose, then all that life should be used to deliver that purpose. This great institution of ours has given us the twin purpose of culture and healthcare. Enough has been said about fine arts and the contribution of the Shanmukhananda Sabha to furthering the cause of fine arts in the country. I think there is time to say some good word and spread the good word about the community health care that has been practiced by this institution from 1974. The documentary said there are 50,000 people who come into the OPD of this institution every year. Vulnerable sections of the society, people who cannot afford any medication, and at 100 rupees per month for a full consultation, that they can throng it here for 30 days. Sophisticated eye care surgeries and dialysis are available only in this institution. It is to be seen to be believed. Even a rock will melt when you go and see. Today, at 8:45, when we went up to have one of the dialysis machines dedicated, thanks to a member of ours, all we could see was young boys who are being subjected to dialysis. To bring a smile on their face, I think, is the greatest celebration. And therefore, when he decided to celebrate your Shashtabhuti, we also thought we will do something to them by having one more dialysis machine which has been added, thanks to our friend S. Krishnamurthy, who is present over here today. It didn't stop there. We also inaugurated a gymnasium for all of you. So God's grace alone will not make you live longer. You also need to put in some efforts. And to give you that medium for putting in those efforts, we created this gymnasium for all of you. This mark from 60th year also has a very significant import in the life of a person. From a life which has drawn from the universe, you start giving back to the society all that you have taken from it. So that at the end of the day, when the equation is settled, you will see that you have balanced what you have taken by giving what you have drawn from the society itself. But therefore, this is the greatest essence of life at 60 plus, that we start giving across. And giving is not very easy, my dear friends. In the tomb of Christopher Chapman at Westminster Abbey, this is what was written. What I gave, I had. What I spent, I had. What I left, I lost by not giving. So if you leave anything and then merge with the dust, you have lost it. My appeal to all of you on this joyous occasion is to contribute to the medical center. At least one procedure of dialysis. 1,000 rupees for one procedure. And the average realization that we are getting today is only 500 rupees. So for every procedure that we do, the Sabha incurs a cost of 500 rupees. And there is an unabated waiting for people to get into the dialysis. It would not be ere long before we may find it extremely difficult to manage it. And what better way to raise resources than to appeal to my own members on a joyous occasion like this. Whenever you have any anniversary, remember the Sabha's dialysis center, and one poor young boy may get the procedure for at least one day. You can't give 1,000 rupees, give whatever you want. Everything will come to help us sustain that cause. And that is the best way that we can celebrate not only your Shashtita Purti, but also the Diamond Jubilee of our institution. The tragedy with this art of giving that we have is that this life is such a complex life that we are not allowed easily to give. The maya, the illusion that comes on to us, and more importantly, the fear of possession that you want all for yourself, does not allow you to give away easily to people. I think we have to overcome this when Shankara says in Vajagovindam, he says, you have lost your hair, you have gone grey, you are toothless, the limbs are not answering you, you need a shaft to move forward in life, yet namunjati asha pindam, that asha mantra erangradille. Asha pindam means bundle of desires. Unless this bundle of desires is thrown away, we can never move forward in life. And therefore, on a joyous occasion, when you took the sankalpam for this, I think the sankalpam imports that you also give up this bundle of desires in life and look to reach him better. May the Jagannmata, Kamakoti Kamakshi, shed her grace on all of you. May she guide you all in the journey ahead and enable you all to realize the purpose of your life. A contented mind is a continual soul, said Lord Bunyan. May you all have contentment all through your life. Thank you, and God bless you all.